About two dozen people gathered near the Capitol School and Terry Miller Legislative Office Building downtown on Saturday evening for a candlelight vigil to remember the victims of the school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. Attendees held candles and talked about the children who were killed on Friday at Sandy Hook Elementary School. They also discussed the propensity for gun-related violence and the lifting of an assault weapons ban that occurred 8 years ago. Juneau School District officials say a meeting of administrators is planned for first thing today to re-examine safety procedures following the murders at the Sandy Hook School. Governor Sean Parnell's proposed operating and capital projects budget spend about $1 billion less than this year. The governor on Friday released his budget for fiscal year 2014, which begins next July. It totals $12.8 billion for state services and projects, as well as savings. About half of that comes from unrestricted state general fund dollars. The rest is federal and other state funds.
With our budget proposal, even with the spending plan we're putting forward, we project a surplus of over $500 million. So we leave room for some community and legislative priorities.
But Parnell said he already has asked legislative leaders to set a limit on their spending requests. Parnell announced his plan at the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce on Friday. He called Alaska's economy solid, but said he would hold the operating budget to less than 1% growth because of declining oil production and lower oil prices. The governor's budget priorities are natural resource development, transportation, education, and public safety, including an increase in the number of troopers and village public safety officers. Parnell's education budget calls for about $6 million for a statewide digital learning initiative, as well as more funds for distance learning. The governor proposes additional money to help defray school districts' energy costs.
The budget fully funds and forward funds K-12 education and people transportation at more than $1.2 billion, including $25 million in addition for expected energy cost increases.
But Senator Dennis Egan and Representative Kathy Munoz, both of Juneau, say the base student allocation, the amount the state gives districts for each student, is not enough.
The governor is holding the BSA at the same level. I think there's going to be a lot of pressure to increase the base student allocation, and I support that happening. We'll just have to see how it all unfolds as the legislative process unfolds.
After major cuts in current year spending, school districts around the state, including Juneau, are talking about even more reductions for next year. Egan says Alaska schools need more dollars for the classroom.
What he's talking about, increases in full education funding, it seems like we're just doing the status quo. And that worries me. I was hoping that he would forward fund education so school districts across the state would have, you know, a better handle on what they can expect.
Parnell said in his speech that his education initiatives aim at a 90% graduation rate by the year 2020. Republican legislative leaders praise Parnell's budget approach that reins in spending in light of the expectation of a revenue decline. They've already said a rewrite of oil taxes would top their agenda in the upcoming session. The governor is also expected to introduce oil tax legislation. Governor Parnell's new capital budget proposes spending close to $200 million on projects for Southeast. They range from road repairs to ferry engines to school improvements. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has more on the story.
The largest Southeast project would rebuild about 22 miles of the Haines Highway, which links the northern Southeast city to the Alaska Highway. The budget proposes spending $31 million on that work. Another large Southeast project is at the southern end of the region. Metlakatla Elementary School would undergo almost $15 million in renovations. Juneau Representative Beth Kurtula says the budget includes many good projects, just not enough.
I can see that Petersburg Police Station, which badly needs replacing, isn't in at the moment. There is some room for capital in this budget, but not a lot. So I'm sure, you know, it's a work in progress, but I can see that the direction we're heading isn't really the one that I would be going in right at this moment.
Another large appropriation would help the new state library, archives, and museum building. The structure, to be built in Juneau, would see another $20 million, pushing its funding total above $100 million. Another $30 million is needed. Parnell's capital budget would also put $10 million towards construction of a road north out of Juneau toward Haynes and Skagway. A number of ferry projects are also in the budget. One would repower the fast ferries Fairweather and Chenega. Marine Highways Chief Mike Neusel says the $9 million, plus money appropriated last year, would allow replacement of all 8 engines. The state is suing to make the builders pay for that, but it needs an appropriation in case the court case fails. Neusel says replacements would be the same design as those now in use and failing.
There's not any real good alternative besides that engine in terms of producing the same power, fitting into the same space, and being compatible with the systems that are in there. A change of engines would require a fairly substantial redesign of a lot of systems.
Skagway's ferry terminal is also in the budget. Neusel says the $4.5 million would be spent modifying its loading area.
It's basically a floating concrete structure, and the top surface of it is in fairly poor state of repair. It tends to leak water into it. And we have an ongoing project to determine whether it can be repaired or needs to be replaced.
He says the structure may need to be modified to accommodate a new Alaska-class ferry design. The capital budget also includes $3 million for improving Ketchikan's ferry terminal. And the city would also receive about $5 million for water and sewer system work. Sitka would get about $1.4 million for much of the same. Wrangell and Petersburg would each see $3 million for airport apron and taxiway work. The governor released his operating and capital budget together. They total $12.8 billion. Parnell says total spending is more than $1 billion leaner than the previous year. Kurtula, House Minority Leader, questions his revenue projections.
I'm fine having a conservative budget going in, but this, coupled with the governor's forecast with the new methodology out of revenue and with the upcoming oil bill, which I'm sure will happen, has me concerned about how we're going into the future.
The region gets a little more than 10% of the $1.8 billion statewide capital budget. The overall amount is about a third less than last year's final public works spending plan, which was about $1 billion more. The budget is for the fiscal year beginning July 1st. It will undergo many changes before its final legislative vote this spring. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
Buccaneer Energy has severed ties with the company that it hired to operate the $100 million jackup rig Endeavor. Spokesman Jay Marakis says that Archer Drilling Company was fired for performance reasons and for failing to pay local subcontractors. The 400-foot-tall jackup rig, one of the largest such rigs in the world, arrived from Singapore in August in the Kenai area. The plan was for the rig to stay a week or two before heading north to drill near Tyonik. A series of problems had plagued the rig since then. Buccaneer took action after watching it sit in Homer, delayed for months, miss a drilling window, and then rack up a large bill in harbor fees. Marakis says Spartan Offshore Drilling has signed a letter of intent to assume operations of the Endeavor.